From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia blames external source for plane crash in Egypt. Russian transportation officials are saying that flight recorders recovered from the Russian jetliner that crashed Saturday in Egypt have sustained only minor damage and have undergone a preliminary inspection. More than 200 people were killed in that crash. The Air Transportation Ministry says further decisions on downloading and analyzing information from the recorders would be resolved shortly. The surprising victory of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's AKP party in Sunday's general election in Turkey has ended months of political uncertainty. Dorian Jones has more.
Major challenges face President Erdogan's AKP party, including a sluggish economy, a resurgence in fighting with Kurdish rebels of the PKK, and the growing threat of the Islamic State. The president is also at odds with his Western allies over Syria and the deepening migrant crisis. With the president's AKP having a large parliamentary majority, the question that both political opponents and Turkey's allies are likely to be asking is how Erdogan will use his party's new mandate. Monday, the president gave a defiant message saying the world must respect the result. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Somali militants from the Islamist group Al-Shabaab have ambushed government soldiers south of the Somali capital, killing more than a dozen military personnel. Al-Shabaab put the death toll from Monday's attack at 30. A Somali military official says at least 15 government soldiers were killed. Militants say they also seized several military trucks in an ambush. The attack took place a day after the same group killed 12 people at a hotel. This is VOA News.